I pray you tarry. Pause a day or two before you hazard. For in choosing wrong, I lose your company. Therefore, forbear a while. I could teach you how to choose right, but then I am forsworn. So will I never be. So may you miss me. Beshrew your eyes. They have all looked me and divided me. One half of me is yours, the other half yours. Mine own, I would say, but if mine, then yours, and so all yours. I speak too long, but it's to please the time, to eat it, and to draw it out in length, to stay you from election.
Let me choose, for as I am, I live upon the rack, but let me to my fortune and the casket.
Away then, I am lost in one of them. If you do love me, you will find me out. Nerissa and the rest, stand all aloof. Let music sound while he doth make his choice. Then, if he lose, he makes a swan like him, fading in music.
So may the outward shows release themselves. The world is still deceived with ornaments. In law, what plea so tainted and corrupt, but being seasoned with a gracious voice, obscures the show of evil? In religion, what damned error, but some sober brow will bless it and approve it with a text, hiding the grossness with fair ornament. Thus ornament is but the guiled shore to a most dangerous sea, the beauteous scarf veiling an Indian beauty. In a word, the seeming truth which cunning times put on to entrap the wisest. Therefore, thou gaudy gold, hard food for Midas, I will none of thee, nor none of thee, thou pale and common drudge between man and man, but thou meager lead, which rather threatenest than dost promise aught. Thy paleness moves me more than eloquence, and here choose I, joy be the consequence.
How all the other passions fleet to air, oh, love be moderate, allay thy ecstasy, in measure reign thy joy. Canst this excess? I feel too much thy blessing, make it less, for fear I surfeit.
What find I here? Fair Portia, counterfeit. Here's the scroll, the continent and summary of my fortune. You that choose not by the view, chance as fair and choose as true. Since this fortune falls to you, be content and seek no new. If you be well pleased with this and hold your fortune for your bliss, turn you where your lady is and claim her with a loving kiss. A gentle scroll, fair lady, by your leave, I come by note to give and to receive, as doubtful whether what I see be true, until confirmed, signed, ratified by you.
You see me, Lord Bassanio, where I stand, such as I am. Though for myself alone, I would not be ambitious in my wish to wish myself much better. Yet, for you, I would be troubled 20 times myself, 1,000 times more fair, 10,000 times more rich. That only to stand high in your account, I might in virtues, beauties, living friends, exceed account. But the full sum of me is sum of something, which to term in gross is an unlessoned girl, unschooled, unpracticed, happy in this. She is not yet so old, but she may learn. Happier than this. She is not bred so dull, but she can learn. Happiest of all is that her gentle spirit commits itself to yours to be directed as from her lord, her governor, her king. Myself and what is mine to you and yours is now converted. But now I was the lord of this fair mansion, master of my servants, queen or myself, and even now, but now, this house, these servants, and this same myself are yours, my lord. I give them with this ring, which when you pass from, lose or give away. Let it presage the ruin of your love and be my vantage to exclaim on you.
Madam, you have bereft me of all words. But when this ring parts from this finger, then parts life from hence. Oh, then be bold to say, Bassanio's dead.